Could you talk about that you went to Boston when you bought the stuff with your family or your friends, or was it like a
hush? Oh, no. I think perhaps you did the first couple times. I was always, I was like coming to the city. I had a black boyfriend. I used to walk around, bam the bottom. I used to get up, walk into the city hall and say, bam the bottom. That's because I was really good at the band because I was dating one of my initial coaches. And he was in the band. But I wanted to get to know him better. And I heard his ace in the band, so I showed up at a couple of those things and really got to know him well. Very clever. If I wanted to get to know someone, I got to know them. If I hit the park in my car in one block and walked three blocks to wait for the bus at a certain time when I knew a certain person was coming out of work, and we'd wait for the bus to get, it wouldn't mean anything to me that I'd take three hours of my time taking a bus ride to nowhere and then a bus ride back and walking back, and I would do this.
Are you working at this time?
Going to school and working. I'm on vacation. One job was in a 10-cent store. And I got fired because I gave clothes away each time. Poor people would come in to buy clothes for their kids. And they used to end up buying clothes at a 10-cent store. But used to be so pathetic. I got caught getting close to
it. How many things have you done now?
We got a big cake, so. Play with Charlie's Angels. You got all of Charlie's Angels. Play with them.
You don't know what kind of Charlie's Angels
are. Play with the Charlie's Angels and the Wonder Woman and the 40 other dolls you got for Christmas. Leave me alone. Jill had a Charlie's Angels. I love to see them. I'm trying to think. I did get into, the other Butch that was second choice, who was deeply in love with a married woman. And the married woman's husband was going to come home from the service. And I did go over to her house, and I thought, she's married, she's got a house here, and no children, but she's got furniture and everything. What does she want to make? Why does she rock in the boat? Her husband came home late, and I showed her a little bit, and it wasn't very safe, and she told him, broke up her marriage, and I went, some of the place. It's just something that I could not understand at all. They eventually broke up with him. But this one, she couldn't make out of me. She was born crazy. She looked like she was angelic. She was a really nice thing. Very pretty thing. Pretty girl. And, what a lecture. Eventually, she explained that I did. I did get in with this very quickly with this other coach. Very suddenly, I had family. She looked way out. our family was around. We went a lot of places together. I couldn't be aggressive with her, and I didn't want to be aggressive with her, providing my pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, or whatever, you know. But, we get to become very good friends. And, she likes sporty women, I guess. It was quite a revelation to me. I realized that there are a lot of butchers that can't like butchers. To me, it was yucky. It was queer. So, like, for a butcher, like, really, I had no, I don't want to disillusion. Sign? Mm-hmm. Over here, Bob. I never had any desire to touch another woman or anything like that. I don't even know if I really qualify. I like to be touched, but no one ever tricked me because she was pretty or because of her physical appearance or something like that. A person tricked me.
Did you feel anyone move?
my emotional feelings, Shaylin says, you know, you'll fall in love with anybody who tells you you're beautiful. And I think it's probably, it's very true. And I remember when she said that, I was like, oh my God, you're cute. And here's something new. And another time, I remember her, this was before she and Anna together, when he had a flirtation, and I let her down, and I was very unreliable. I would go out with one foot, which she had me in my 10, we got someone else at 11. And, I was dancing with this other person, she'll leave her alone, she'll break your heart. Well, I thought it, you know, it was a heavy burden that laid on me. I had to break this person's heart, you know, which I did to some degree, you know, you had to. I don't know, I guess I think that I never felt really, you know, fucking lunch, really in, full of love it. Not necessarily in a holier than I was aware that I was different.
Were you considered bisexual?
Yeah.
And how was that dealt with? Did you get, you know?
There were a couple of like bull banks. I thought it was terrible. I had been working with Chain Love, liked him very much. I really treated him rotten. I went back to him. To Joe. Saved the whole week. I had him pick me up from a gay party. I went to the street. I got drank too much. I didn't pay to see. It was terrible. I went to Shane, who was living with someone else's chair. And I think I was dating a girl. And I told him about the humiliating experience I had to come from, and I was drunk. And I had to call my boyfriend, who came and caught me from the bushes. Who was a bushes? They were walking in the bushes. They were going to get up. And, he picked me up with these two butches. I think he loved me so much, you know. I told him I loved him. That was the only part of the thing I loved him.
How old
is that? We're talking 20 now. I think 20, 20, 21.
Who was married to
me? She didn't take any seriously.
Marriage?
Well, I was always saying yes already. I decided to move to New York and live in poverty. I aspired to the gutter. Really. It's got me some good laughs, some really terrific circles, I'll tell you. I was going to be a writer. I lived in Harlem. My husband, my mom. So, if it was marriage an issue, did I want to get married? Yeah, I think perhaps it did. Couple. Hey! So I wouldn't have to worry, maybe financially. Again, I was getting engaged and had no intention of being there. So I don't know if anything else.
So of monogamy, like, was that ever, like, a fantasy, or it doesn't sound like that's how you live?
Oh, no.
No, I live free.
He heard the bounce back without being bitter. Someone who's pretty self-supporting, pretty much self-supporting, not only financially, but emotionally self-sustaining. And if she's not in a relationship, to be able to give her all in a relationship, and if you don't have a relationship, then to be high on you, high on yourself. Now, I'm very high on me. I'm high on myself. I am not lonely. I'm never lonely. There are occasionally times when I wish I had a certain person here, you know. But I'm never lonely. No, I'm never lonely. If I don't have my daughter here, I'm missing it. I want my daughter here because I worry there's going to be a fire or a car accident or something. Yeah. I'm very happy now. She goes to see her father every Sunday. There was a time when he wouldn't come to see her because he had to see me. But now he sees her regularly. I'm happy about that, but I miss her. As soon as she's out the door, I feel lost.
Did you think about what it would be like when she grows up?
Oh, I think it, yeah, now there we go. I don't think I'll be very strong then. One reason why I watch children is to have them small. I feel one good thing is when she grows up, I hope I can still always do this. Have children, have little ones, because I love them. I really, truly develop real emotional time. And I see myself doing good, accomplishing things with children. And I hope I'm always, I fantasize being 65 years old, wondering if I can still keep up with them, you know, and still feel the same. What will I do if I don't? I don't know what I'll do. I just look forward to her having grandchildren for me. I don't know. I probably won't be strong. But I've raised her independently, and she's independent. I didn't raise her to be an honest girl.
You would say that Jill was more mature than Susan.
Jill would be more worldly. She's
not
worldly.
I thought it was the other way around.
I think Jill's more worldly. I don't know. Susan Mary seems to be a little bit more. I think Jill is brighter. I think Susan Mary's very bright. So Susan Mary. Yeah. Susan Mary's in third grade reading. She's in first grade. She's the smartest one in the first grade and second grade. She's smarter than any of the second graders, actually. But, I don't know. I think, they're probably devastating when she gets older. But I want her to be successful. I want her to get married, have children, and live independently and happily for me, and still love me. I have other interests, you know. The Amherst Players is very big. My writing, and I'll probably be a famous writer by the end of the night, so. Yeah. Oh, yeah, but destroy that thing within. Yeah, I don't know if I've answered your questions. I think in some ways I'm very strong, in some ways I'm not. And I don't think it's important to be strong always.
I don't think it's important.
I think, like, maybe